Now, here in Paris, the attacks last week seem to be shining a spotlight on religious tensions inside a country with a long history of multiculturalism. In Marseille, a large multi-ethnic port city in the south of France, yesterday a Jewish teacher was stabbed by people claiming to be ISIS supporters. One of them was actually wearing an ISIS t-shirt. We spoke with Amboise Boulet, a TV correspondent in Marseille at France 2, who's been reporting on this. He heard a lot of fear, he said. Here's one man who was a friend of the victim.
He was not so surprised that such an attack happened in his neighborhood. He was kind of saying that this had to happen one day or another, and that it was just an expression of the current state of mind that he felt in France.
Now, France's interior minister has said everything is being done to find those who stabbed the victims in the south of France. I want to bring in another voice here. It's Virginie Guiridon, a research professor at the National Center for Scientific Research at the Center for European Studies of Sciences, and she's with me here in our studios. Professor, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it, too.
Let me just ask you, you've conducted studies on discrimination around France. Does what happened there in Marseille surprise you? People in t-shirts with ISIS stabbing a Jewish teacher. What do you make of this?
Well, it's one event. I don't think it's the kind of research we conduct as researchers. What we do is we try to have a bigger picture, to try to interview many people, to try to conduct surveys on thousands of people. So I could not comment on one particular event. That's not what researchers do, right? At the same time, we're in something called an event in a real sense, where people somehow, it's almost like carnival, like everything, you know, people are behaving not as citizens. They're doing things that you wouldn't do in a normal.
You're saying the attacks last Friday have people sort of on edge and behaving differently.
And, you know, we've talked in France also about people sort of, because of politicians sort of going out, like, of course, Marine Le Pen, the National Front, but other parties just saying, you know, say whatever is on your mind. We've seen a lot of these kind of Islamophobic attacks. We have data as researchers because, as you know, we had attacks 10 months ago.
This was the attack on the kosher,
exactly,
the kosher supermarket
the kosher
and
Charlie Hebdo.
Right.
And we know there's been a 300% rise in Islamophobe or anti-Muslim.
Wait a minute, 300% rise in attacks?
Attacks. I really mean attacks, meaning attacking people, attacking mosques. These are not, you know, so we know that, you know, there's something coming. At the same time, for instance, you were mentioning, you know, the kosher supermarket. That doesn't even mean that anti-Semitism is down in France. You know, you could have both. We're not, you know, the tolerant country that we've been portrayed. You know, I love the U.S. media. I'm very, very grateful for all the support you gave us. It's a complicated story.
You're saying the U.S. media might have suggested France is more tolerant than it is?
It's not as tolerant as it is. You know, we have yearly surveys that actually try to always take the same sample, the same questions, and we know that anti-Muslim sentiment is on the rise and anti-Semitism is not down completely. So what we do as researchers, we try to sort of do something different than in surveys, really go and ask people mm-hmm. what their experiences are, what they want to do about it, if they want to do something about it. And that's what's interesting, is to see that people do feel, you know, somehow very concerned about what's going on.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. That's Virginie Guiridon. She's a researcher at the National Center for Scientific Research at the Center for European Studies, and she studies discrimination. She's with us here in our studios in Paris on Morning Edition from NPR News.